ASP logo for Zulu X-ray Charlie. How copy, Bob?
You're a little light, but I'm sure you don't have the amplifier on yet. I've already got the net logger open and ready to go.
Okay, well, you better look again because I hope everything is working. If I'm light, then the band conditions are going to be a little bit different.
Well, the band conditions kind of went bad at about 9 o'clock, so yeah, I'm showing about 20 over right now. A little bit better than your first transmission.
Okay. Yeah, everything's just now heating up, I guess. So, good deal. Hey, let me take a quick pause and double check, and I'll be right back with you guys.
Okay.
Bringing the logger up as well, it's actually up. Okay, so good deal. All right, Mr. Bob, NKHJLY, thank you for being here tonight, Mr. Bob. I heard the other station coming in there just a few minutes ago. This is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Charlie, and I am your net control for this evening. So, let's see. Testing one time. Okay. It looks like it's ready to go. Anyway, the other station that was trying to check in just a few minutes ago, Bob, I don't know if he wrote his call sign down, but let's see who all we got out there tonight for the Wednesday night living in that. This is KG4ZXE.
KO4FE.
Hey, there you are, Mr. Bill. KO4FE. Great copy tonight, sir. Good to hear you.
Yeah, same here, Jesse. You're about 25 over. Bob's not real strong, but I'm hearing you real well.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for being here tonight, Mr. Bill. And like I said, great signal. All right, who else is out there would like to join us for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? Calling CQ Liberty Netters.
And for ROQ.
There's Mr. Larry. Good evening, Mr. Larry. Sounding choice as always. Thank you for being there tonight. How's mom doing?
Doing great. Yeah, they are. I appreciate it.
Right. Hey, Roger, Roger. Yep. Well, good deal. Hey, let's see. N4ROQ out of Tennessee. Mr. Larry, thank you for being here tonight. Who else is out there? Calling CQ, Liberty Net. It is 1 minute after 2200 hours, so 2201. And it is the 24th of February. Oh, about four more days left, guys, and this month is gone. Calling CQ Liberty Net. Is there anyone else that would like to check in on the Wednesday night net? Please call now. Good afternoon, Mr. Will. Can you give me that call one more time? Because I did not catch most of that. I was still trying to get everything else going on here. Hi, Mr. Will. We got you in there. November Mike 4 Whiskey. We got you in there, Mr. Will, out of Georgia. And yeah, I got that perfectly. Hi, Relay, come on in.
Ah, you got it there. So, did a great job. Well,
okay, Roger. Thanks, Larry. Yeah, I'm just slow on. I forgot I can actually type in these numbers if Bob will quit writing over the top of them. I'm going to have to handwrite some of these notes because I'm still not familiar with these loggers. But, hey, thanks for being there, Mr. Will. Are you going to let me stand by 1 second? Gentlemen. Hey, Mr. Will, give me your call again, November, Mike, 4. Okay, I got it. That time I hand wrote it down in case I the logger decides to crap out on me like it just did. Hi, Mr. Will. Great signal coming in here tonight. Thanks for being here. And if you stick around, we'll show you. We'll come back around to you so you can make a comment. Hi, this is KG4ZXE at Jesse out of Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Who else is in there?
Hey, Jesse. We both can't log at the same time.
Yeah, I realize that.
Do you want me to log or do you want to log? If you want to, I have to stop and then you have to start.
Oh, that's okay. You go ahead and log tonight. That way I don't corrupt that any more than I did already. I can hand paper everything up from this point. So thanks, Bob.
What's the 4 call? I don't have that one yet.
Oh, that was November Mike 4 Whiskey. And that's Mr. Will out of Georgia. Hey, this is the Wednesday Night Living in Net, ladies and gentlemen. I'm KG4ZXE, Jesse here. And let's see, do we have anyone else that would like to join us before we continue on, please, Bill Nye?
W-S-T-A-Y-C, and I'm Rick, and I'm in Paris, Ohio. I guess it's not too far from... What is this,
J-O-Y. Okay, I think the station in Ohio, did you get him, Bob?
Negative, I can't hear him.
Okay, sorry about that, station. I was, there was two of you doubling at the same time. I do apologize. The Ohio station, let me pick you up first.
Okay, it's Whiskey Delta, number 8, Alpha. Yankee Charlie. It's Rick, and I'm in Paris, Ohio, and I never have anything to add. I just like coming and listening, and if you ever have good news about that they got rid of all the Democrats that screwed up then tell me, because I'll jump for joy. Anyway, WD8AYC.
Okay, double check that call. Whiskey Delta 8, Delta Yankee Charlie, roger.
No, Alpha Yankee Charlie.
Okay, roger. Alpha Yankee Charlie. I do apologize, my handwriting sucks as well as a lot of the Democrats. I'm sorry, did I say that on the air? Hey, thank you, Mr. Rick out of Ohio, WD8 Alpha Yankee Charlie. We got you on there that time. Hey, well, very good. Well, we'll come back around to you and make sure you still have a final sleep, and we'll check in with you on the list there. Thanks, Mr. Rick. Hey, who was the other station?
Kilo Echo 8. Golf uniform, Charlie. Name here is Jeff. I'm just going to stand on the side here. Just want to give you my support.
Okay, you said it was Kilo Echo 8, Golf uniform, Charlie. Roger.
Roger, roger.
And the name again?
Jeff Julian. Jack Foxtrot.
Ah, okay. Where are you out of there, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, I'm here in Vienna, West Virginia, Wood County.
Okay, got you out of West Virginia. Well, thank you, sir, and good to have you aboard. And, yeah, if you got anything you want to add while we're, going through the list, don't hesitate to try to break in. I'll try to give myself a little bit of leeway between tee-ups and all, so that way I catch everybody. Well, thanks, Jeff. Good to have you aboard. Kilo Echo 8. Golf, Uniform Charlie, clear with you, and anyone else? Hey, well, I guess we'll go to the dang top of the list, and we'll get ready to start the net off. Stand by 1 second.
Ford DST, check in for net control.
Hi, Kilo, let me write that down, or I'll forget it. Kilo Oscar 4, what was that? Golf Sierra Tango, roger, roger.
Roger, Robbie out of Lancaster.
Okay, KO4, Sierra, Golf, well, I'm going to get this wrong if I don't watch it, Golf Sierra Tango. Hey, Rob, we got you in there out of South Carolina, the Mr. Rob, KO4 GST. You got that, Bob?
I think you said Kilo Oscar 4 Golf Sierra Tango?
Yes, sir, roger, roger. Hey, right, Mr. Bob, I'm going to get ready to take you to the top. Well, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, everyone that checked in tonight. It's good to hear you guys in there. A lot of information out across the news, but only a certain amount of it's actually legit. So just try to weed through it and stop the madness the best you can. This is Jesse. I'm out of Pennsylvania, and I'm your net control for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and thank you, everybody, for being here. Well, I want to start the net off with the Supreme Court. You know, everybody that has been looking at this for some time, that the Supreme Court keeps refusing to, review any of the election cases. And, Alito, Gorsuch, and Thomas, these guys are, they're probably the few that's actually not doing the right thing, I guess you could say. I think they're all corrupt, and it's just been annoying me to no end that we have no legal system to protect the Constitution anymore. And, you know, it's just, it's really sad that this has been going on for some time, and we got to start making waves, gentlemen. We got to start making our voice be heard louder because people are ignoring us, so we're going to have to start making a point to do that. Well, anyway, Mr. Bob, you've got the floor, sir. I'm going to hand it over to you. This is KG4ZXE and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Hand it over to KO4AAHJOY. Sorry about that, Bob. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everybody, on the Liberty Net. This is KAJOY. I've got quite a few things, but I'm going to be quick with this first two. So, over the last summer, I'm basically reflecting back that they talk about how Donald Trump caused such an insurrection and he's such a bad person. But just a few statistics from last summer. Over $2 billion worth of property was destroyed in those riots, or as we call them, mostly peaceful protests. 30 police officers were killed during that mostly
peaceful protesting last summer. 2013 police officers were injured during that mostly peaceful protesting. So let's go to January 6th when they say the insurrection and the shooting. Yes, there was a shooting. A Capitol police officer shot and killed a veteran, and several other people had heart attacks while they were at that event. But that was a horrible, horrible riot. When you compare the numbers, it doesn't add up. And one other quick one for this round, I just get a kick out of this. There's a new type of cancel culture. There is a group, and I can't tell you what the group is because I couldn't figure it out on talk radio, but they want Jeep, the manufacturer of Jeep, to stop using the word Cherokee on their Jeep because that's very insensitive to the Cherokee Nation. So on talk radio, it was asked of a gentleman whose wife is one half Cherokee, and the talk radio host said, a Cherokee Jeep is an aggressive, a durable motor vehicle. How could that be offensive? And this lame jackass said, well, it's offensive because one reason his wife feels because Jeeps are always in the mud. This world is gone crazy. Back to you, Jesse. KG4ZX and a C, KAHJLY, round number one.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, thank you, Bob. Well, you know, I read that report and I'm thinking, wow, we really do live in the land of the offended when it comes to, you know, people being upset over the name of a vehicle. Oh, it's pathetic, guys. What more can I say there? Hey, thanks, Bob, KAHJLY, Mr. Bob out of Ohio, and let's go to the next on the list, and we have in listening mode out of Johnstown, PA, Miss Laura, into JTTF, and Mr. Marty into IRJ, also our net manager, is also listening tonight as well. Good to know you guys out there. Let's see, KO4FE, Mr. Bill, what do you got to start the net out with anything on your end? Come on in, Bill.
Okay, KG4ZXC in the Liberty Net, this is KO4FE. Okay, well, you know, Jesse, one of the biggest frustrations, it's both a frustration and a telltale indication of something going on that the establishment, the media, doesn't want you to know, and that's their basic dishonesty under certain conspicuous situations. I've mentioned about this Capitol cop, Brian Sicknick, you know, the guy that we were told over and over again, 24/7 for weeks, that he was bashed over the head with a fire extinguisher by these evil Trump supporters. Well, of course, there was no evidence of that. There was no videotape of it. I don't know how the story got started. And he died, I think, the next day after the riot at the Capitol, when they just ran with this story that, oh, he was beat to death with a fire extinguisher by these evil Trump supporters. Well, there was never, hadn't been an autopsy, and there was no videotape of him getting beat with a fire extinguisher, but he did die. But there's been this miasma of confusion about, well, how did he die and what did he die from? Well, anyway, here's a headline from Daily Mail. It says, he was the martyred face of the Capitol riot, but now mother of hero cop Brian Sicknick says she believes her son died of a stroke, not a fire extinguisher to the head, while authorities won't say a word. the mother of U.S. Capitol Police officer who died following the riot on January 6th, believes that her son succumbed to a fatal stroke, that he was not bludgeoned to death by a fire extinguisher as reported. Yet more than a month after Officer Brian Sicknick's death on January 7th, she has admitted that they're still in the dark as to what exactly caused that catastrophic episode. Speaking exclusively to Daily Mail, Gladys Sicknick, 74, was unequivocal in her assertion that Officer Brian Sicknick was not struck on the head, and thus, as far as the family knows, her son had a fatal stroke. She said he wasn't hit on the head. No, we think he had a stroke, but we don't know anything for sure. We'd love to know what happened. Because while politicians have grandstanded and rushed to judgment, no one has yet given the family the answers they need. No one could dispute the tragedy of the death of the 42-year-old officer who spent his final hours protecting the Capitol. But in the 6 weeks since his death, the truth has taken the back seat to the myth of the brutal attack. Democratic impeachment managers even brazenly cited the incident that he was struck in the head by a fire extinguisher as fact in pre-trial articles filed February 2nd, despite already growing doubts. So anyway, this, well, I call him a young fella because I'm old enough to do that, but anyway, it's unfortunate that he died, but the fact of the matter is he didn't die from being hit on the head by Trump supporters. He died from an unknown cause, and his family thinks he had a stroke, but they won't release the autopsy. Now, that's the conspicuous fact of this story, is that his autopsy's being suppressed. They won't even tell his own mother what caused him to die. Okay, here's moving on to another story that has to do with the Capitol riots, but this one caught me by surprise. Normally I avoid these transsexual stories because they give me a headache with all the pronouns and trying to talk about the story where you got mixed up pronouns and you just end up referring to the transsexual as that person or by their name or whatever. But anyway, the point of this article is that it goes to show how these victim groups, whether they be various racial minorities, the homosexuals, the feminists, and now even the transsexuals, how they're basically used as battering rams against our civilization, but when they're no longer useful, they just cast them aside. Kind of like the women's rights and all that. And, but that went by the wayside whenever this transsexual thing got started. You know, even the, feminists were getting blacklisted. They were even calling them, TERFs. They call it trans exclusionary radical feminists. You get that one, Greer woman. She's a longtime radical feminist. She doesn't buy into the transsexual thing, so she's kind of been blacklisted. Same thing with, what's that art woman. She's a feminist. Couple of the other ones. Yeah, they're blacklisted. They're right-wing reactionaries because they don't go in for the transsexual stuff. That seems to... The transsexuals are the big cause celebs, the prime victim group for the left. Well, anyway, this story will expose the fraud even with that. Here's a headline, Gateway Pundit. trans woman Jessica Watkins stripped naked and left in cell with lights on for 24 hours a day for 4 days is still being held for the crime of walking through the U.S. Capitol talking to cops on January 6th. Probably seen this person's picture. I mean, I've seen, well, a woman got arrested. Okay, well, they got a picture there, kind of homely-looking woman. Well, it turns out this person's a transsexual. It says, Ms. Watkins, I'm quoting from the story, attended the January 6th protest and rally at the White House Ellipse in the U.S. Capitol. She was reportedly working as security at the Ellipse and met with U.S. officials before the president's speech. She's also a member of the Oath Keepers, a pro-Constitution party, or pro-Constitution group, rather, frequently maligned by the liberal media and the Democrat politicians. During the siege of the U.S. Capitol, Jessica Watkins did not threaten anyone, did not vandalize anything, encourage others not to vandalize, spoke with several police officers inside the Capitol and followed their orders. Well, I guess the word got out to this person that they were wanted by the police over the Capitol events. So they went down, turned themselves into the police. Well, this person, Jessica Watkins, who's a transsexual, was stripped and left naked in a jail cell for 4 days with the lights on 24 hours a day. Still being held without bond. Where's the liberals? We got a transsexual being abused in jail. Where are all the liberals? Where's the LGBTQ whatever people? Well, of course, this person was a Trump supporter, so who cares? So they're of no use to the left. So they couldn't care less that this transsexual is being abused by the jails. I don't know what, you know, this is the report, but doesn't seem like a violent person or crazy or anything. But anyway, the left couldn't care less. I guarantee if this had been a Democrat transsexual and being subject to this kind of abuse, it'd probably be on CNN 24 hours a day. They'd be accusing the police of trans abuse and everything else, but since this person was a Trump supporter, they couldn't care less. They just moved from one victim group to another as they serve their agenda, and if they don't serve their agenda, then they just dump them like a hot potato. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Hey, very good, Bill. yeah, you struck a nerve there with me. You know, that brings up that crazy transvestite whatever thingamabobber she is, Levin, that's the on the staff for this creepy Joe guy. Well, you know, she's already starting her politics by trying to push the issue of sexual transgender changes at early ages. So I tell you what, we got a lot to deal with, and these people have got to go. I don't know how. Well, I have my own ideas about how they got to go, but they need to be, they need to get put out of office. Anyway, thanks, oh man, every time I go to that web, that screen, it just kind of jumps off on me. All right, well, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KT4ZXC, clear with KO4FE, Mr. Bill. And thank you, Bill. Good to hear you, sir, and great signal, holding up nicely. So we're going down to the next on the list, N4ROQ. Mr. Larry, out of Tennessee, come on in. What do you got for us, sir?
Okay, sound good and loud tonight, Jesse.
So you got that?
That is the Chiefs conference.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. We got a Iran is setting new limits on nuclear monitors. Iran's top diplomat insists Sunday the United States must lift economic sanctions imposed on it by the Trump administration before the 2015 nuclear pact can be revived. So they're telling us what to do now. Foreign Minister Mohammed Javad Zarif's remarks came as Iran confirmed it would begin limiting additional monitoring of its nuclear sites Tuesday. A move that for Iran represents another lean away from the accord exhibited or exited by the U.S. in 2018. Zarif's comments followed an offer from the Biden administration to meet with Iran and other world powers involved in negotiating the agreement. The United States must return to the deal and lift all sanctions. The United States is addicted to sanctions, but they should know that Iran will not yield to pressure, Zarif said. Rafael Grossi, chief of the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency, said Sunday he made an emergency trip to Iran in which he said the International Atomic Energy Agency reached a technical understanding with Iran to continue to allow monitoring of its nuclear program for up to 3 months. And his remarks to journalists underline the narrowing window for the U.S. and others to reach terms with Iran, which is already enriching and stockpiling uranium at levels far beyond those allowed by 2015 nuclear deal with the world powers. So they're already breaking the deal big time. So the next thing that's going to happen is we're going to put them out of their misery here pretty soon with a nuclear program. Just wait and see. All right, let's see. Israel shuts Mediterranean shore after oil spill devastates the coast. Israel closed all of its Mediterranean beaches until further notice Sunday, days after an offshore oil spill deposited tons of tar across more than 100 miles of coastline. Activists began reporting globs of black tar on Israel's coast last week after a heavy storm. The Israel or Israeli Agricultural Ministry determined that a dead young canned whale that washed up on the beach in southern Israel died from ingesting the black liquid. Still might be a product of an oil spill from a ship at sea earlier this month. German police arrest a man suspected of sending mail bombs. A 66-year-old man in Germany has been taken into custody on suspicion he was behind three packaged bombs sent to food manufacturers and retailers. German news agency DPA said police identified the man as a retiree living in southwest Germany's Baden-Waffenberg state. He is suspected of sending the package bomb that exploded last week at a discount grocery store in Neckarsulm. And injured three people. The second bomb hurt one person at the headquarters of a food company, ADM Live, WILD. A third device was intercepted. So, first time I heard of blowing up the grocery store people. So, I don't know what happened in that case. Alright, we'll shoot it back up there to you. There'll be some more check-ins, and we'll hold off on the first round there, Jesse. Thank you very much for learning that. So, N4ROQ, Larry, Tennessee, back to the Liberty now.
Thank you, Larry. I was trying to give a little bit of hesitation between each transmission. I get amnesia, and I'm starting to make a habit of fast key, and I need to quit that for sure. Well, thank you, Mr. Larry. And for ROQ out of Tennessee, and yeah, great comments tonight.
Let's take it down to KN4ZES.
He's in listening mode out of Tennessee tonight. He's Mr. James out of Memphis. Hey, thanks for being there tonight and listening in there, Mr. James. Let's see, I think you're on, I'm not sure if you're shortwave or not, but hey, good to have you aboard. Going to November, Mike 4, Whiskey, out of Georgia. Mr. Will, you got anything you want to add tonight here on the Wednesday Night Living Net? Come on in. And you can let me know. All right, thanks there, Mr. Allen, KI4JSM, this is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Charlie, Jesse here out of Pennsylvania, net control. Let's see, who was I coming up to? Oh yeah, Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha Yankee Charlie. Mr. Rich, come on in, sir. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We always need, another check-in. You know, we don't want to miss them. So, well, for one, the only thing I got, I don't have anything more, other than you guys get through your magazines and all that. So, but I did want to say, because one of the first people that, when I got on here, when I finally found the net again, was Bob, K-A-H-J-O-Y, and, he was real nice to me and stuff, and I looked him up because he's in Ohio, and I finally took his call and looked it up on QRZ, and he's about 40 miles north of me, because we were kind of wondering that, I think, and he lives up in Richfield. It used to be a big, thing there where you had concerts and stuff, and they tore it down, but anyway, he's about 40 miles north of me, and other than just I like coming here and listening, and I never have anything to add because I get all my news off of the internet. I got about four or five guys that have their own like internet news, and then some of the one guy used to work for CNN. The other guy is he's been a commentator, like I can't think of the word now, but anyway, a government commentator for years. He's not that old, but anyway, so and I get the same messages and the same stuff you do. So it makes me sick. That's one of the other things. I can't even think of my cord that goes down through your back. It's all screwed up. So, but anyway, I just after they just threw our through they just threw the I can't think of anything anymore. So I mean, by next year, I probably won't even be able to get on here and make anything that resembles something. But anyway, just go ahead and I really like the net, and go ahead and I'll just keep listening. WD8AYC.
Okay, WD8AYC, Mr. Richards. Well, thank you, sir, for coming by and being here tonight. And your comments are not necessarily, but very well appreciated, sir. Always good to hear you in there, sir. And you got a good signal coming out of Ohio over here, so I'm picking you up pretty dang good tonight. So thank you, Richard. And moving down to West Virginia, Kilo Echo 8, Golf Uniform Charlie. Let's see, Mr. Jeff, are you still with us tonight, sir?
KG4ZXE, this is KEHGZ. Yeah, I'm still here. I just really just enjoy listening to you guys talk and your comments. And like I said, I'm here for your support. I just want to get you another station in the log. Over.
Hey, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we always look to having you guys come in here and listen in, and even if, like I said, if you don't have any comments, that's all fine as well. Always glad to see the logger fill up with all you guys' calls out there, and especially you guys from West Virginia, man. That's excellent. All right, you ever, let's see, you got anything else you would like to add?
No, I'll be on the side listening. I appreciate it. KEHGUC.
Okay, Kilo Echo 8, GUC, and that's Mr. Jeff out of West Virginia, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is KG4ZXT, just out of the great state of Pennsylvania, the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania, I should say. Moving down to KO4GST out of the state of South Carolina. Come on in, Mr. Rob, what do you got to add to tonight's Wednesday night Liberty Net? Come on in.
Thank you, KO4GST, and I'd like to begin by saying thank you guys for hosting this great Liberty Night and giving everybody out here a chance to let their voice be heard. And I'm going to start off with a little article that says scientists achieve real-time communication with lucid dreamers and breakthroughs. Humanity has been able to reach distant vistas such as the moon, the deep oceans, and the wild expanses at Earth's poles. Now scientists have made a new breakthrough in the exploration of a very different type of frontier, the hallucinatory world inside dreams. An international team of researchers were able to achieve real-time dialogues with people in the midst of lucid dreams, a phenomenon that is called interactive dreaming, according to a study published on Thursday in Current Biology. Participants in the study were able to correctly respond to questions such as simple math problems while they were deep in the throes of rapid eye movement sleep, or REM. The research reveals a relatively explored communication channel that could enable a new strategy for the empirical exploration of dreams, the study reports. There are studies of lucid dreams communicating out of dreaming and also remembering to do tasks, said Karen Conkley, a PhD student at Northwestern University and the first author of the paper in a call, but there's a fairly limited amount of research on the stimuli going into lucid dreams. One thing that surprised us is that you could just say a sentence to somebody and they can understand it is just as it actually is, she added. Conkley and her colleagues recruited 36 people to fall asleep in laboratories located in the United States, France, Germany, and Netherlands, with the aim of entering a lucid state in which the person was aware that they were in a dream. The study included several experienced lucid dreamers, which including one individual with narcolepsy, as well as people who were less familiar with this type of dream. The researchers verified that participants had entered REM sleep by replacing electrodes next to their eyes, on their scalp, and on their chins. By measuring activity such as brain waves and eyeball movement, sleep experts can determine if a person had entered this deep sleep state. Some of the participants were then asked to confirm that they were in a dream or a prearranged ocular response in which they moved their eyes in a specific left to right pattern. These eye signals, along with facial contortions, were used as means of communication during the sleep session. For instance, the researchers asked a 19-year-old American participant to subtract 6 from 8 while he was in a lucid dream and correctly signaled the answer 2 with an eye movement from left to right. When asked again, he repeated the correct answer. Roughly 18% of the trials resulted in this level of clear and accurate communication. 17% produced indecipherable answers and 3% in it with incorrect responses. And 60% did not provoke any response at all. It's amazing to sit in the lab and ask a bunch of questions and then somebody might actually answer one, Conkley said. It's such an immediately rewarding type of experiment to do. You do not have to wait to analyze your data or anything like that. You can see it right there and while it's still sleeping. And that's how it all starts, people. 1 minute they're getting in your dreams, next minute you're getting incepted. KO4GST, back in that control.
Very good, KO4GST. This is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Charlie for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Thank you for the comments. And just look at all these smartphones and look at everything else that's going on around us. You know, they got hard monitors in them, they got GPS's.
The only thing left is a mind control device that just plugs right in. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is KG4ZXC, and let's see, we're moving down the list. KI4JSM out of Gastonia, North Carolina. What you got for the Liberty Net here on the Wednesday night, sir? Come on in. Okay, Mr. Allen, one more time, KI4JSM out of Gastonia, North Carolina. You still with us, sir? Mr. Bob, do you hear him in there?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, I guess we'll move it right along then. Thank you, Mr. Bob, and Wednesday night Liberty Net. This is KG4ZXC. Well, let's see. It goes back to the top of the list, and I pretty much started it off. So I'm going to go ahead and read this one little article coming off of Gateway Pundits. I also read one off of InfoWars earlier that really hit home, but I'm going to wait till the end before I read that one. But I just want to go and add this one in there. Let's see, the representative, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Wow, I tell you what, she's a real spitfire, guys. Greene is having a hallway war with the Democrat neighbors. Representative Mary Newman, and she is definitely winning. Newman had a tantrum on Wednesday after Greene voted against a so-called Equality Act, which would force girls to compete with biological boys in school sports, stomp on religion, liberties, and law. Yes, the schools will stomp on your religion, liberties. They already have, and every institution you could possibly imagine has done the same thing. Anyway, the Democrats decided to post a video of herself hanging a transgender flag outside of her office, which is directly across from Representative Greene. Our neighbors tried to block the Equality Act because she believes prohibiting discrimination against trans Americans is disgusting, immoral, and evil. Thought we'd put up our transgender flag so she can look at it every time she opens her door. Newman wrote, adding the winking and trans flag emojis. Okay, now there's a resort to emojis. Well, in response, the firebrand Republican had a sign made that says, "There are two genders, male and female, and trust the science." They posted a video of herself hanging it, mocking Newman's video. So our neighbors, Newman, wants to pass a so-called Equality Act to destroy women's rights and religious freedom. Thought we put up all she can took up. Boy, whoever wrote this story really jacked it up pretty good. It kind of gets a little stupid there. But anyway, the whole idea is Miss Greene is doing the best for the Republican Party, and I want to keep seeing more things come from her. So Marjorie Greene, God bless you, young lady, and keep up your good work. Let's see, going down to K88JOY, Mr. Bob, what do you got for round two on the Wednesday night Liberty Net? Come on in.
It's about 10 seconds.
Okay, sure enough. Well, let's see, there's something else I was going to discuss tonight as well, but what the heck. Well, I'll take a few check-ins if anyone else is out there and would like to join us tonight on the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Your call sign, please.
Okay, I am ready, Jesse.
Okay, Bob, I'm hearing nothing else at this time, so come on in, K8JOY.
All righty, good evening for round number two. Myself calling me, and I tell her I'm on the radio, but that doesn't matter. They don't listen. So I'm basically throwing this out to everyone. You need to write your senators about House Resolution Number 1, H.R. 1. I got this from Kennedy the other night, and I'm going to read it. House Democrats are trying to put in House Resolution 1 for they're calling it the COVID spending blowout, and most of the $1.9 trillion that are in this House Resolution 1 do not go to COVID. Only like 10% goes to COVID. $1.9 trillion, folks. So, in that $1.9 trillion, $350 billion has been cash strapped to state and local government. The blue states that let them, their states get burned down, let them get destroyed. There's $350 billion to be given to those states, like Washington, like California, like Minneapolis, Minnesota, that allowed the destruction. So you're in my tax dollars. This is a COVID relief bill, but they're going to send $350 billion to states that got burned up. They've allocated $50 million for Environmental Justice Protection Agency. They've allotted $100 million for an underground rail project in Silicon Valley, for which planning has been going on for several years, but no ground has ever been broken. That's Nancy Pelosi's on her wish list. $100 million. $1.5 million for the Seaway International Bridge that connects New York to Canada, and that is in Chuck Schumer's area. And that's on his wish list. $10 billion to ensure the survival and continuing vitality of Native American languages during and after the public health emergency. Now, I don't know if COVID-19 wiped out a language. It took a lot of lives, but so did heart attacks and family crashes. $10 billion for Native American languages. Nearly $500 million is put into grants for the arts, humanities, libraries, and museums. Guys, this is the COVID plan. $500 million for the arts, humanities, libraries, and museums. $4 billion for higher education. $750 million for the Centers for Disease Control to spend on local health problems. Not American health problems, global health problems. $1 billion towards the socially disadvantaged farmers and related groups, including an equity commission, agricultural training, and other assistance to advance racial justice in farming. Now, I'm not really sure what racial justice in farming cars. And I know that there's not a lot of black farmers. There probably are some, but it's primarily something that hard-working Americans do. But we're going to put $1 billion towards racial justice in farming. And don't forget the $15 an hour minimum wage, which will cost approximately 1.4 billion jobs in America. So that is 1.4 billion jobs would be lost because of the $15 wage. This is called House Resolution 1, and it has almost nothing to do with COVID-19. These are the Democrats spending our money faster than you and I can make it. That's true, Jesse. KG4 is Jeff Tennessee.
KAHJOY.
Okay, roger, roger, Bob. KHJOY, KG4ZXZ. I am the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Well, good evening once again. This is round two. You know what, Bob? I have never seen nothing like this in my entire life. And, you know, it just the more I keep reading into anything, the more I want to just keep turning it off. I mean, we can't just bury our head in the sand, but we got to keep our self invested in this country, because if we don't, they won't. And I'm trying to save this country. But we gotta stay vigilant, people, and that's all there is to it. Let's see. Holy crap. There it goes again. Every time I go to click on that. Hey, let's see. Goes down the list into JTT in listening mode. KO4FE, Mr. Bill out of Hopewood. Come on in, Mr. Bill. What you got for round two?
Okay, KG4ZXZ, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Well, got the anti-white watch going here. Daily Mail headline: Buffalo public schools claim all white people perpetuate systematic racism and force kindergartners to watch video of dead black children to warn them about so-called racist police and state-sanctioned violence. A public school system in New York has introduced a new curriculum to teach that all white people play a part in perpetuating systematic racism and show kindergarten classes videos of black children shot and killed by police, instructing them about the dangers of police brutality. Buffalo schools are expected to follow lesson plans devised by Fatima Morrell, the Associate Superintendent of Cultural Responsive Initiatives, and there it shows her picture, a big old obese.
You know, your guess is as good as mine. All right, Jesse, let's see. I've got an article here regarding Biden's immigration agenda. This is not very new news, but it's kind of new. It says lawmakers on Capitol Hill in the White House unveil President Joe Biden's sweeping immigration legislation, including a proposal for a path to citizenship for roughly 11 million migrants living without legal status in the United States. The plan is based on the comprehensive immigration legislation proposal that Biden introduced on his first day in office. So he's already making legislation or introducing legislation to all these illegals to have a path to citizenship in the U.S. The plan is based on the comprehensive immigration legislation proposal. The legislation entitled in the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021 includes a two-year pathway to citizenship for nearly 11 million undocumented immigrants, a shorter process to legal status for agricultural workers and recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, and an enforcement plan that includes deploying technology to patrol the border. The bill also calls for $4 billion over 4 years to confront corruption, enhance security, and foster prosperity in migrant communities. So here they're going to spend a lot of money on these migrant communities. In addition, the bill lays out a plan to create refugee processing in Central America to discourage migrants from trying to travel to the U.S.-Mexican border. I bet that happens. The bill is sponsored by Representative Linda Sanchez, a Democrat of California, in the House, and by Mendez in the Senate. Passing one large immigration reform package will be a challenge. Several lawmakers have noted that they will not try to push through legislation
that already passed in the House along with the legislation that I'm proposing. So
there's a bunch of stuff coming
here in the near future, especially regarding immigration and guns. So look out for all the new guns proposals that take away our Second Amendment rights are coming this way. We'll see what comes up. Here's an article in USA Today regarding the world's oldest DNA was found in an ancient animal. This is by Doyle Rice, USA Today. The world's oldest DNA has been discovered. Scientists announced in a study the DNA, which is more than 1 million years old, was recovered from two specimens of STEP, that's spelled STEPPE, mammoth, a predecessor to the better known woolly mammoth. The oldest previously sequencing DNA has dated from 780,000 to 560,000 years ago. This DNA is incredibly old. The samples are 1,000 times older than Viking remains and even predate the existence of humans and Neanderthals, said study lead author Love Dalen, a professor of evolutionary genetics at the Center for Paleogenetics in Stockholm, Sweden. The DNA comes from the molars of mammoth specimens from the early and middle Pliocene subspotch from northeast Siberia. So this was found in Siberia, this specimen. The teeth have been buried for more than 1 million years in Siberian permafrost. The scientists said only minute amounts of DNA remained in the samples. The specimens were uncovered in the 1970s and stored at Moscow's Russian Academy of Sciences. So we find out new stuff every day about these. And we'll see if I have one more kind of small one here. We'll go from there. All right. Goodyear. Here's an article regarding Goodyear. Goodyear Rubber Company acquires Cooper. An all-American tire deal. Two of the biggest remaining American tire companies are joining forces. Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company is acquiring Cooper Tire and Rubber Company in a deal with an equity value of $2.8 billion that will combine the two century-old Ohio manufacturers. Cooper has about 10,000 employees in 15 countries. In addition to the Cooper brand, it owns Mastercraft, Roadmaster, and Mickey Thompson. Goodyear brings its Dunlop and Kelly brands into the deal. For Goodyear, the bigger company, the deal will nearly double its presence in China. Cooper will get access to Goodyear's 2,500 retail locations. The deal, which has been approved by boards of both companies, was expected to close in the second half of this year. The company will be based at Goodyear's home in Akron, Ohio. Cooper's current headquarters is 132 miles away in Conway, Ohio, where the company will continue to maintain a presence. So thank you very much, Jesse. I hope the band is still hanging in there and enjoying the net. So back to you from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee on the Liberty Net.
Okay, very good, Larry. N4ROQ. Well, great comments. Man, I did not know that they found Nancy Pelosi's DNA being the oldest DNA ever found. So, wow. Well, that would explain her her activities and why she looks the way she does, so good deal. Alright, thanks Larry. N4RRQ, and this is KG4ZXC. Let's take it down and see who's underneath you. In listening mode, that's Mr. James out of Tennessee. Hello, Mr. James, once again, coming right by you. Hope you're doing, enjoying the net tonight. Kilo November 4, Zulu Echo Sierra. Thanks for being there, sir. November Mike 4, Whiskey. Mr. Will, out of Georgia. He's just going to say hello to you, if you're still with us or not. Just checking in. Okay, November Mike 4, Whiskey, you still with us? Okay, not hearing anything from Mr. Will, so we'll move it down to Mr. Richard, WD8, Alpha Yankee Charlie. Come on in. What do you got for the second round, sir? Okay, we must have lost Mr. Rich. Well, thank you for being there tonight if you're still listening, sir. That's WD8AYC out of Ohio. And let's see, Jeff came in out of West Virginia, Kilo Echo 8 Golf Uniform. Charlie, you still with us, sir? And got anything to add if you are? Well, being a Wednesday night here on the Liberty Net, a lot of people still got work throughout the week, so you don't expect everybody to always stick around. But thanks for being there, gentlemen. Mr. Jeff, K-8 Golf Uniform Charlie, and let's go down to Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Sierra Tango. Mr. Rob, come on in, sir, and what you got for round two?
I got this little article coming off of Fox, and it says Biden's HHS chick, Masera, says taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants not supported by law. President Biden's nominee to serve as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, said he would not support giving taxpayer-funded health care benefits to illegal immigrants. When asked during testimony before Congress on Wednesday whether he would consider granting waivers to give health care benefits to illegal immigrants as HHS Secretary, given his history of supporting the policy, Becerra said his interpretation of the law as it stands does not support that. Excuse me. Whereas the law as it stands now, I see it does not allow those who are unauthorized in this country to receive taxpayer benefits except in very rare circumstances, Becerra said. And it will be my job to make sure that we are following and enforcing the law. As noted by Politico in 2009, Becerra had been hoping for more health care options on the Affordable Care Act for illegal immigrants, and he engaged in discussions with Barack Obama to try to have those options included. Ultimately, they were not, as Becerra alluded to on Wednesday. Becerra said Obama's decision to compromise with the Republicans was more than disturbing. California submitted a request to the Obama administration in 2016 that would give the allowed undocumented immigrants to buy health care plans in the state. That request was withdrawn in 2017.
To serve HHS Secretary,
Becerra would have the authority to potentially grant waivers,
allowed
to have access to health care exchanges. That has become a focal point among Becerra's GOP opponents. That's like Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, who claimed Becerra would decriminalize illegal immigration and extend expensive government benefits like Medicaid to anyone who illegally crosses our borders. Becerra, who is a child of immigrants, said his focus on health care as rights was born out of his personal experience. We knew we could go to the doctor, and everybody should know that, he said. Becerra said during an interview with California Healthline, for me, health care is a right. I've been a single payer advocate all my life. And see, this is just the type of thing we gotta watch out for, because these people say one thing all the time and then they mean another, because it just said right here that if he got elected, then he would have the right to grant those things to people who don't even deserve it, although he's saying he wouldn't give it to them. So we don't never know what these people are going to do. And I just thought that was an interesting article, KO4GSC, back to Net Control.
Okay, very good, Robbie, and thank you for your comments, and there you have it, you know, these flip-flopping Democrats, they say one thing to get your vote, and back out on paying you the next time, so there you have it. Hey, let's see, Clearwood KO4GST, Mr. Rob out of South Carolina, Clearwood U, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie, Jesse out of the Pennsylvania voting fraud mega state. Yeah, I'll say that. It's a mega state with a voter fraud problem. Hi, this is Jesse, your net control, and KI4, Julia's here, Mike, out of Gastonia, North Carolina, Mr. Allen. You still with us, sir? Mr. Allen, so I guess it goes to the top of the list, and it's 11:27, guys. I'm going to get out of here as early as I can tonight, so it looks like it's going back to the top for 73 rounds. So if you got anything final you would like to say or add for tonight, now's the time to bring it up. Before I move back to the top, KAHJOY, I'd like to thank everybody that's been on the net tonight and checking in with us. We've got 11 check-ins tonight, which is very good. I appreciate everybody being out there, and all you shortwave listeners as well. And thank you, Mr. Marty and Miss Laura, for being there as well. K8JOY, what you got for the final round tonight? Come on in.
All righty, Jesse, thank you. KG4ZX and a CKHOY. I want to tell Larry, Akron, Ohio is the rubber capital of the world, and not just condoms. But the Cooper tires have been very good. I've probably driven on more Cooper tires than I have Goodyear tires, so they're a very good product. So my last and final article is about the Dems trying to spit on Donald Trump if he dies. So now these are your politicians that are wasting your money each and every day. So I would urge people, I am going to sit down tonight and write a letter to both my senators. House Resolution 1, the resolution about this $1.9 trillion COVID plan that is bunk, I'm going to say no. And this is House Resolution 484. 484 prohibited the use of federal funds for the commemoration of certain former presidents. Now these are our Democratic House of Representatives. So no glory for anybody. So this House bill reads, and I'll read it to you. The bill states the following: notwithstanding Section 3102 of Title 40. United States Code, no federal funds may be used for 1. Create or display any symbol, monument, or statue commemorating any former president that has been twice impeached by the House of Representatives on or before the date of enactment of this act. So they're grandfathering this just so they can F with President Trump. or has been convicted of a state or federal crime relating to actions taken in an official capacity as a president of the United States on federal public land, including any highway, park, subway, federal building, military installation, street, or other federal property, or name, designate, or redesignate a federal building or federal land after or in termination of any former president that has been twice impeached by the House of Representatives, not twice impeached and convicted, twice and impeached by the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, on or before the date of the enactment of this act, and has been convicted of a state or federal crime related to actions taken in an official capacity of the President of the United States. So what this is, House Resolution 484, they want to make sure that in the event Donald Trump would die, that he could not be buried at Arlington Cemetery, or no building could be named after him, or no street. Now, these are your House of Representatives that are wasting your money every damn day of the week. They are wasting our money. And they are the sorest winners I've ever seen. We're still trying to screw with a man that's not in office anymore. Take care of the American public. Quit screwing with everybody. So again, H.R. 1 and H.R. 484 need to have a letter to your senators. That's what I'm going to do tonight after the Great Liberty Net. Back to you, Jesse. Thanks for running it. KG4, ZX and the C, KAHANOY.
Okay, very good, Bob. H.R. 1 and H.R. 484. Yes, I will definitely write my senator as well about it, and like it really do any dang good. Pennsylvania can't even get their own postal service in check, let alone their government or their legislators or their pedophiles or whoever else is in charge up there. But, yeah, we definitely will still make a stink one way or the other. Thanks, Bob. KHANOY, Mr. Bob out of Ohio, clear with you. And Miss Lars into JTTF. Thanks for listening tonight. You and Mr. Marty, net manager, into ILJ. God bless you guys. Always good to know you're in there. KO4 and a FE. Come on in. What you got to finish up tonight's Wednesday night lived in net? Okay, thank you, Bill. Appreciate all your comments tonight, sir. I know you probably had to bail out as well. Thank you for being there. So thanks, Mr. Bill, KO4FE out of Pennsylvania. N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, takes it down to you, sir. What you got to round it off for the evening? Come on in.
Okay. Biden has sent a moratorium on most deportations. But there's a judge, thank goodness, that blocked this enforcement. I've got it on the internet here that says President Joe Biden's administration cannot enforce a pause on most deportations until further notice. The federal judge ruled late on February the 23rd. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton, a Trump appointee, agreed to issue a preliminary injunction that was requested by the state of Texas. Now, here's the state of Texas. That wants to get these illegals out of here, and the Justice Department up there with Biden are wanting to keep these illegals here and not deport them. So the acting Homeland Security Secretary David Petoskey had directed in a memorandum on January the 20th an immediate pause on removals of any non-citizen with a final order of removal for 100 days. Texas officials sued, alleging the pause violated an agreement between the state and the federal government reached during the Trump administration, and that the Department of Homeland Security has a responsibility, news is back online, to promote the removal of illegal aliens. So, I mean, these socialist Democrats, they're not wanting to send these people out of here. Tipton said on February the 23rd that arguments by Texas officials said that they would incur financial costs from having to detain immigrants who otherwise would have been deported, and from an increase in unaccompanied children
required public education. We're legitimate.
The court finds Texas had established
By a preponderance of the evidence that it would or could reasonably expect a 100-day pause to lead to a significant number of criminal aliens and unaccompanied children moving freely within and into Texas who would otherwise be removed, he wrote in the 105-page decision in 4ROQ. The 100-day pause would lead to a significant number of criminal aliens.
Oh, let's see, I read that. A preliminary injunction blocks an ordinary or order temporarily until the case at hand is resolved or until a superseding decision is issued. Tipton expressed general opposition to nationwide injunctions but cited precedent in other cases. He therefore issued a nationwide injunction of the deportation pause. The stay of the pause will remain in place pending a final resolution of the case or a further order. So my computer's trying to mess up on me, so I'll just go ahead and get the gist of it. These illegals, they're not wanting to deport them. The Biden administration, they're wanting them to stay in here, even though they're illegally here, and they got them ready to send them out. And they're trying to override Trump's orders in the past. So got this, the judge that has blocked it. So they're getting the same medicine that the Democrat judges gave Trump in the past there. So anyway, we'll move to the next one here. This is regarding Georgia Republican Perdue won't run for U.S. Senate in 2022. Former Georgia Senator David Perdue said Tuesday he will not run in 2022 to reclaim a seat in the U.S. Senate 8 days after he filed campaign paperwork. That could have opened the way for him to run against Democrat Senator Rachel Warnock. I'm confident that whoever runs the or wins the Republican primary next year will defend or defeat the Democrat candidate in the general election for this seat. I will do whatever I can to make that happen, said Perdue, 71, who lost his re-election bid against Democrat John Ossoff. Of course, a lot of votes came in under the table, possibly, at that election. Judge orders wife of drug kingpin El Chapo to stay in jail for now. A federal judge has ordered the wife of Mexican drug fan Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to remain temporarily jailed after she was arrested and accused of helping her husband run his multi-billion dollar cartel and plotting his audacious escape from a Mexican prison in 2015. Jeffrey Life Lichman, the attorney for Emma Correll Aspiro, said he would consent to her temporary detention after her arrest at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. The prosecutor, Anthony Narzazzo, argued that Cornell should remain jailed. Okay. Let's see if I've got something else for you there, Jesse. Here's a from our, this is a quote from our governor here in Tennessee. Says Lee, vaccination should remain personal choice. Despite his effectiveness in fighting the coronavirus pandemic, vaccination should remain a matter of personal choice rather than government mandate. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee told me, Middle Tennessee business leaders, vaccines are the way that we will ultimately bring about the immunity that we need in our state, he said, but at the end of the day, I think vaccines ought to be a choice for individuals. And it goes on. And I've heard there's a lot of stuff floating around on the internet that the Democrats and one world order, new world order, are trying to set up these vaccines to be able to, in those vaccines, to have
possibly microchips and different things at them where they can track you from different places, a lot of different things in there. So don't think just because they're say this is a vaccine for the COVID-19 that is all it is. There's other things in there. And they just look around a little bit on the internet. I've had some emails sent to me with some stuff in there that would scare you to death about what they're trying to do to the one world order, to the people here in the U.S. So just remember all about all that. And I would be willing to fight the COVID-19 instead of what they're going to shoot in your arm. So anyway, Jesse, back to you. Hey, enjoying the net. From Larry in Tennessee on the Liberty Net, N4ROQ, back to net.
Okay, very good, Larry, and yeah, I appreciate that. And you know what you mentioned about the immigrants and all, you know, the Obama administration and all the other Democrats blocked the DACA when it comes to Trump trying to get rid of DACA or DACA, you know what I mean. And yet, you know, it's about time a judge finally put the woes on the creepy Joe guy trying to allow all these immigrants across the border. I'm glad there's somebody on the Republican side, or just maybe a good person in general, a judge that actually done his job for a change, you know, because that's all we've been getting for the last 5 years, nothing but turmoil from all their garbage. Well, thanks, Mr. Larry. Take care, sir, and thank you for being here tonight. Always a pleasure, Mr. Larry, you and the family. Moving down to KN4ZES in listening mode. Hey, Mr. James, thanks for being there tonight. God bless you too, sir, and hey, you take care, and thanks for being here. November Mike 4 Whiskey, he was no response on the last go around. So thanks for being here, Mr. Will from Georgia. And let's see, Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha Yankee Charlie, Mr. Richard. Let's do a quick call to see if he's still with us. Okay, Mr. Rich is cut off, so WD8AYC is not responding. So, hey, 73, sir, if you're still out there listening. KE8GUC is also was in listening mode as well. That's Mr. Jeff out of West Virginia. Thanks for being there. And it goes down to KO4GST. Mr. Rob, come on in. What you got to sum it up for tonight's Wednesday Night Liberty Net?
Yeah, I'd just like to say thanks to everybody for holding the Liberty Net and giving us the chance and to voice our opinions and talk and come together as people. And I want to say God bless everybody and hope y'all have a rest of a good week. KO4 GST.
Okay, KO4 GST clear with Mr. Rob. Thank you, sir, and appreciate you being here tonight out of the state of South Carolina. All right, clear with you, sir. KI4 JSM also out of Gastonia. Mr. Allen was no response, so this is KG4 ZXA in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Do we have anyone else that would like to make a comment before we close the net down? Because I'm going to be a little bit early tonight because I got to get up at 4 in the morning, actually probably sooner than that. But anyone would like to make another comment before we close the net? Call now. Very good. Well, thank you each and every one of you guys that had checked in tonight. Thank you, Mr. Bob, Mr. Larry, Mr. Bill, Miss Laura, Miss
Mr. Marty and all the other Liberty Netters out there. I want to thank you guys. I'm going to go ahead and close the net at 0445 UTC time here on the 24th of February 2021. Thanks, Bob, for logging everybody in, and thank you for all your help. And I'd like to go ahead and thank Mr. Vic, W1WCR, one of our founding fathers, for the great Liberty Net here. Our net manager, N2IR James, and his wife, N2JTTF, and Mr. Bob, thanks again. God bless each and every one. This is KG4ZX.
Good afternoon, God bless you.